Okay. He hasn't come on yet.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to mute because we're more than one.
Good morning. Good morning. We will begin with a little shame your food. You'll find the handout today for the Psalm study on the unique astrological times link. That is a link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And on mobile devices, it's usually at the bottom of the page. Once the unique astrological times link is open, landing page is open. Scroll down to the section titled Ta'anit Dibur. And within that section, you'll find Psalm 46 link. When you open that up, please scroll down to Tehillim 86, Psalm 86. That's where we will be studying today. When you reach there, there are two links, one to the Mahon Mamre website, and you'll need to scroll down to Psalm 86, and one to the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Avraham Sutton. And you'll also need to scroll down to that location as well. Hashem Yehud Kutshabarifu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavape The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Elohino Alena Maseya Denu Karene Alena Maseya Denu Karenehu. This psalm contains many prayers regarding David's troubles and his enemies, Doeg and Ahitophel. It also includes many descriptions of God's praises. Every individual can offer this psalm in times of distress. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying the psalm. The first word is lamnatzeach. And please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. Starting on page 6, it has a tremendous amount of information about the first verse in all of the Psalms, as they use similar words, but those words are really different levels of song. There are 17 verses in Psalm 86. The number 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which translates as good. We will start reading with the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Tefillah leDavid ha'te Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Aznecha Aneni Ki Ani Ve'ev Yonani. Tefillah leDavid, a prayer by David. Hashem, incline your ear, answer me, though I am poor and destitute of merit before you. Going to the Mechon Mamre webpage. A prayer of David, incline thine ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Verse 2. Shamra nafshi ki chasidani, O shavdecha ata Elohai abotea elecha. Keep my soul, for I am godly. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusts in thee. Returning to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Safeguard my soul, for have I not devoted myself to you without thought of reward? O my God, deliver your servant who looks trustingly only to you. Eleven words, the number 11 connects to the Ketoret, the 11 components of the incense offering. These 11 components draw us closer to Hashem. Verse 3. Haneni Adonai ki elecha echra kol hayom. Adonai, be gracious to me, for to you alone I call throughout the day. Mechon Mamre, be gracious unto me, O Lord, for unto thee do I cry all the day. Verse 4. Sameach nefesh avdecha, ki elecha Adonai nafshi. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Yearning for redemption. Bring joy to the soul of your servant, for to you, Adonai, I have offered myself completely. The fifth verse. Ki ata Adonai tov v'salach, v'rav chesed l'kol porecha. For you, Adonai, are good and forgiving. Your loving kindness is unlimited for all who call upon you. Mechon Mamre translation. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to pardon, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. There are 9 words which either connects to Yesod or to Hachma. There are 30 letters which connects to the word, to the letter Lamed, which means teacher. And teaching would connect to either to Yesod or to Chachma. But more than likely it's Chachma. The 6th verse from the Machon Mamre translation. Ha'azina Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Tefilati V'hakshiva V'kotachanunotai. Give ear, Hashem, unto my prayer, and attend unto the voice of my supplications. The Yearning for Redemption Translation. Hashem, be attentive to my prayer and my inner struggle. To draw close to you, hear the call of my soul and in the words of my pleas. There's a footnote, number 108, which is at the bottom of the page. Hear the call of my soul in the words of my pleas, or listen closely to the tone of my voice as I articulate my pleas. The 7th verse on the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Priyom sarati ekra echa kita aneni. In particular, on days when I am distressed, I will call upon you, for I know that you will answer me. The Machon Mamre. In the day of my trouble, I call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. The 8th verse. Ein kamocha v'Elohim Adonai v'ein kimasecha. There is none like unto thee among the gods, O Lord, and there are no works like mine, like thine. The Yearning for Redemption. Adonai, there is none like you among all the heavenly Elohim powers. None can do what you do, and nothing takes place without your willing it. Verse 9. Kogoim asher asita yavo v'yishtachavu lefanecha. Adonai, we kabedu lishmecha. The day will therefore come when all the nations which you have made will come to bow down and subordinate themselves to you, Adonai. They will give honor to and feel the overwhelming presence of your name. Machon Mamre. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and prostrate themselves before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. There are 44 letters, which connects to the Hebrew word dam, which means blood, an indication of a unity between the story of the words, which is chesed, and the energy of the internal energy that is gevurah. Verse 10. Ki gadol ata, we osei niflaot, ata Elohim levadecha. For thou art good and dost wondrous things, thou and art God alone. The yearning for redemption. For you are great in loving kindness. You perform supernatural wonders and will lead mankind to recognize that you alone are Elohim. Eight words connects to the world that is coming, the world of Bina. Letters connects to the Hebrew name of God, El, Aleph Lamed. Verse 11. I'm on the yearning for redemption. O Reini Adon. Hashem, teach me the way behind all your ways, so that I may walk unwaveringly in your truth. Unify the contradictory poles of my heart so that I may consciously revere your name. Makon Mamre translation. Teach me, Hashem, thy way that I may walk in thy truth. Make one my heart to fear thy name. There are 9 words connecting to Hakma or to Yesod. Three letters connects to the word lag, lamed gimel, as in lag baomer. It connects to the energy of hod shebachod, which represents it's a connection to yesod from the number of words. Verse 12. Odecha Adonai Elohai bekol levavi, yakabeda Shimcha Leolam. Verse 12 on the yearning for redemption. Adonai, my God, that I will thank and acknowledge you with my whole heart, and I will give honor to your name forevermore. Eight words connecting to the world that is coming. Dina. And again, it's 33 letters. Verse 13, yearning for redemption. Ki chazdecha gadol alai v'yitzalta nafshi mishotachatiya. For you extended your great loving kindness to me. You rescued my soul from the deepest hell. Verse 14. Elohim Zedin Kamu Alai Wa'adat Aritzim Bikshu Nafshi V'lo Samucha L'Negdam. Elohim, you rescued me from malicious men who rose up against me. You rescued me from an assembly of violent men who sought to destroy my soul. They were not mindful of you. Eleven words connecting to the Ketorah. The incense, bringing us closer to Hashem. Verse 14. Elohim Zedim Kahamu Alai Wa'adat Aritzim Bikshu Nafshi Willo Samucha Lenegdam. Elohim, you rescued me from the malicious men who rose up against me. You rescued me from an assembly of violent men who sought to destroy my soul. They were not mindful of you. Again, it's 11 words. Verse 15. Ata Adonai El Rarachum Wechanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Ve'emet. They do not realize that you, Adonai, are a merciful and gracious God, patient and slow to anger. You bestow your loving kindness abundantly and truthfully, and you have therefore not forsaken me. 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. Translation on the Mechon Mamre, verse 15. But thou, O Lord, art a good. My computer is jumping. I'm I'm back on the yearning for redemption with verse 16. Tenei elai v'chaneni tenazcha le'avdecha v'hoshia laven amatecha. O turn to me now and be gracious to me. Grant your power to Israel, your servant, to persevere against all odds. Help me, child of your maidservant, to remain faithful to my people. Nine words. Thirty-six letters connecting to the 36 Hadikim. Verse 17. Asei mi ot l'tova v'yiru sonai v'yevoshu ki ata Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo azartani nechamtani. Show me a sign of favor so my enemies will realize you are still with me and be ashamed. Hashem, let them know that it is you alone who have helped me and consoled me. I will now read the Hebrew in sequence, followed by a commentary. It's on the Psalms landing page. Tefillah le David hate Adonai Yohewai. Haz necha aneini, ki ani v'yev yonani. Shamra nafshi ki chasid, ani hosha. Avdecha ata, Elohai habote ahelecha. Aneini Adonai ki elecha. Echra kol hayom, sameach nefesh avdecha elecha Adonai nafshi esa, ki ata Adonai tov v'sala, v'rav chesed l'kol korecha. Ha'azina Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Tefilati V'Haksheva V'Kol Kachanu Notai V'Yom Sarati Echra Echa Ki ta'aneini, ein kamocha ba Elohim Adonai, ve'ein kamasecha kol goyim asher asita, yavou v'yishtachau lefanecha Adonai v'kabedu. Lishmecha, ki gadol ata oseh, naflaot, ata Elohim, levadecha. Horeini Adonai Yohewai. Yahweh. Adanu yo, Yahweh dawanu heyo. Darkecha achalech v'yamatecha yached livan v'lilira shemecha odecha Adonai Elohai b'kol levavi v'yakabda shimcha le'olam. Ki chazdecha gadol alai v'atzalta nafshi mishotachtia. Elohim zedim kamu alai v'yadat aritzim. Bikshu nafshi v'lo shemok l'negdam. V'yata Adonai el rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet v'nei elai v'chaneni v'tena uzcha le'avdecha v'hoshia la'ven amatecha Asei meot letova v'yiru shonai v'yavoshu ki ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo Yohei Dawanu heyo Azartani v'nachamtani. Returning to the Psalms landing page, where we will begin to read the commentary. One of the most complex yet vital aspects of being a good doctor is the ability to diagnose a patient's illness. People will come into a doctor's office thinking that the problem is a cough or a rash, when in fact these may well be symptoms of something much deeper. A good doctor is one who can diagnose and prescribe for the underlying situation, not just that which is superficial. I'm getting a lot of background noise, so I'd appreciate if you'd mute your phones. Thank you. Furthermore, even after a doctor has made a diagnosis, he has to be able to explain his findings to the patient. It isn't always easy for someone who is ill to accept what is happening. Often, as soon as he hears certain words or indications, he turns off, not even taking in what he said. In other words, he tunes out and closes his or her ears. This is true in every facet of life. In health matters, one turns to a doctor, seeking the best he can find. Best in this context is one who has combined the art of diagnosis with an understandable bedside manner that will help the patient find his way through his difficulties. In matters of the soul, well, there one must go up to a Rav, to whom he can speak. Just as the physical realm, not everything is as it seems, so it is in the world of neshama. One is actually speaking about levels upon levels of that which makes us who we are. Everything in this world is an individual, and this makes the symptoms of malaise in the soul all the more difficult to discern. Take, for example, someone who feels anxious about his job and turns to his Rav for a blessing. What is really happening here? Is it the job that needs looking at, or his attitude toward it? Is he really asking for help and a blessing, in finding a bit more trust in Hashem. Maybe he really wants to leave what he is doing and is afraid to make that decision. We all ask for Hashem's blessing regarding our children. What is it we really want for them? Do we want them to grow up as we perceive they should be, or as Hashem created them to be? So you see, it's all very complicated and difficult. The human creation is a complex one, and our problems of the soul are tinged with every complexity that we carry within us. The Rav, the Rosh Yeshiva, or the Rebbe must be able to discern all this while listening. He must hear what's not being said and understand why it isn't said in the first place. Yes, a Mahig's job is not a simple one. It goes beyond knowledge into the realm of special siyata dishmaya. All of Klal Yisrael in every generation, having the words of one great Mahig who spoke to every heart at every level, David HaMelech understood what each of our hearts need, and he gave us his word so we can articulate these needs. In his unique manner, he left us with the tools needed to approach Hashem within our hearts. This kapitel he called a tefillah, a prayer, and in it he touches on many of our fears and ills. Hate Hashem aznecha aneni, incline your ear, Hashem, and answer me, for poor and needy am I. David calls himself both poor and needy. Being impoverished is difficult enough, but knowing that you are in need adds to your burden. David asks that Hashem incline his ear and stoop down to the lowly places where we find ourselves. Shomra nafshi ki chasid ani. Preserve my soul, for I am devoted, my God. Deliver your servant who trusts in you. Watch what David prays for and understand that he left this for us as well. Every yid is devoted to Yah Hashem. It is only the crassness of the material world that covers this devotion and cools its ardor. Thus David prays, preserve my soul, Hashem. Deliver me from this madness that I call reality, for I trust in you and realize that everything else is really a mirage. Haneni Hashem ki elecha. Ekra kol hayom, be gracious to me, my master, for to you I cry out all the day. True, I may allow my focus to wander, but that loss of focus is in a sense a cry for help. No one who grasps even a bit of the greatness of Hashem would ever find anything else that is worth it, worth thinking about. But I am lost, so I ask for graciousness, even if it's undeserved. Sameach nefesh avdecha. Make glad the soul of your servant, for to you, my master, I lift up my soul. Hashem, I am so far removed from where I should be that my heart is twisted and contaminated. And if you would bless me with gladness, my soul would soar higher and higher. These words are so beautiful. Read them again and again. We ask Hashem, please give me the gift of holy gladness, and my soul will fly oh so close to you. That's the one place it aspires to be, the one space that counts. Ki ata Hashem tovis alach. For you, my master, are good and forgiving, and abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. David shares a brilliant blueprint for prayer with us. He asks nothing about material gain, and everything about the soul. He reaches us that if the soul is full and rich and in heavenly love, everything else will find its place. Good, forgiving kindness. These are all attributes that are beyond the measure of true judgment. No one could survive being judged according to this, his actual deeds. We have all slipped in our time and need Hashem's special kindness. Ha'azina Hashem tefilasi. Give ear, Hashem, to my prayer and listen to the voice of my supplications. The doctor of flesh and blood will take time off or decide that certain patients are beyond helping. How many times do they say, tell them I'm not in or I need a break? Hashem listens to the voice of every supplicant, even if that supplicant sometimes only voices his needs and doesn't truly focus on what his lips say. No matter, Hashem hears what his divine ear is hearing. In the day of my distress, I call out to you, for you will answer me. Guts Yidden have taught us that when a Yid is troubled, Hashem shares that pain with him. Hashem weeps when we weep and goes with us into the galut. We suffer by calling out to Hashem in our day of distress. We seek his answer for his sake as well as ours. En kamocha ba Elohim Hashem. There is none like you among the gods, my master, and there is nothing like your works. The seemingly simple statement is not at all that simple. In truth, many times we make ourselves into a bit of a god, expecting things to go the way we desire. How much thought and focus do we put into trying to tell Hashem how to run the world? But there is nothing, absolutely nothing at all, like Hashem and his works. Everything else is in fact nothing at all. Koreini Hashem darkecha. Teach me, Hashem, your way, that I may walk in your truth. Let me be of one heart to fear your name. Our problems start when we stop learning. With this, I mean learning about what Hashem is and who we are. Torah is the pathway that can give us this understanding. And when we stop learning, we are spiritually dead. If we allow yesterday's insights calcify into everyday normality, and we are no longer walking on the path. We have stopped and have begun to atrophy. The greatest fear we should have is that we think we know enough. So we go to our rebbes and our rabbayim, and we ask, we hear, we live, combined with the help of some thoughts, to heal him. Well, we may even become truly healthy. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class will be Motzei Shabbat. It will be a Zohar class. And then on Sunday, we will start our preparation for the three-week period. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. Shalom. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom, shalom gadol. Shabbat shalom, shalom to all.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.